Lively Stones, Meditations, Sunday, 20th March 2022. Lift up your heads. Luke 21, verses 25 to 28. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them, from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. The sea and the waves are roaring at this time. Whatever direction you turn, there seems to be upset, disillusionment, distrust, manifest lies set up as truth as never before. Satan is having a field day and is becoming ever more bold, and yet in that very boldness lie the seeds of his destruction. The heavenlies are being shaken. The signs are there, just as Scripture reveals. However, just as all seems lost, the heavenly cavalry come charging in. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Notice that when the earth is in turmoil, it is manifested in the seas, but rescue and redemption comes in the air, in the clouds. The heavenly kingdom realm treats fear, distress and perplexity as anathema. The denizens of the deep will be confounded. The Lord shows us what is happening in the spiritual by an outworking in the natural, and we need to pay attention to world events, whether local or national or international, but we must also exercise Holy Spirit discernment, lest such things overwhelm us. Jesus' words in Luke's Gospel sets all aright for us. Though we see the things of earth in chaos around us, recognize that disorder for what it is. The result of men seeking their own ways, looking to the earth for their reward. Lift up your heads, look to the heavenlies, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. All perplexity vanishes. We understand and are comforted, knowing whose we are. Meditate on these things. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And finally, a holy condition. Oswald Chambers on peace, life in the Spirit. For a man to be undisturbed and in unity with himself is a good condition, not a bad one, because a united personality means freedom from self-consciousness. But if his peace is without any consideration of Jesus Christ, it is simply the outcome of this disposition of darkness which keeps men alienated from the life of God. When Jesus Christ comes in, he upsets this false unity from biblical ethics.